Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So from Lehman Brothers to Stuytown, we've been talking all week about venerable houses that are on the rocks. But one house that's faring a bit better is the house that Ruth built. The brand new version of Yankee Stadium is set to open next season on schedule. Of course, the Yankees haven't been acting very gracious. The squad finds itself 10 games out of first and 9 games out of the wild card. But who's counting going into their final homestand this weekend? And now we find out that while the Yankees have been digging a hole for themselves, when it comes to the playoff race, Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, Democrat of Westchester, and his team has been digging through the mountains of paperwork surrounding the construction of the new Yankee Stadium, and he doesn't like what he's finding. Brodsky released a report on the financing of Yankee Stadium yesterday, and he joins us now to discuss the findings. Assemblyman Brodsky, welcome back to WNYC.
Nice to be back, Brian.
And just before we get into this, we just had Governor Patterson on the AIG bailout. Maybe you heard some of that.
I did.
Did he do the right thing, in your view, leading the charge?
Sure. Without knowing whether the outcome will be good, you couldn't sit around and do nothing. What we are facing nationally is not a lot different from what we've seen in New York, where the privileged classes, the leadership of the private sector, after beating up on government for 20 years, has made a set of decisions, most of them unethical, which are bankrupting and thousands of people and costing thousands of people their jobs and walking away with public money. There's a problem there, and it's for another broader discussion, which I'm going to have, frankly, beginning tomorrow in front of the Congress. But I think the governor had no choice but to move aggressively. He did. I'm not surprised, and I congratulate him for what he did.
Your report. Salt in the wound. Haven't Yankee fans had a rough enough season already?
Well, that's yes, and that's in and of itself bad, but it's not just Yankee fans who are suffering here. It's taxpayers. The Yankees received between $500 million and $1 billion of public subsidies, in exchange for which there's almost no new job creation, no new economic activity. They chose not to protect the interest of ticket buyers who can no longer afford to go to Yankee Stadium. The city negotiated itself a luxury suite so they can go to the games. They manipulated and may have violated a set of laws about tax exemptions that are extremely troubling. It's a bad deal. As I've said before, it's socialism for the Yankees and capitalism for the rest of us. And we need to stop pouring public money into private hands if the public gets nothing back.
But let me go through some of those step by step, because the crux of your report is that to gain the $1 billion in public financing that the city provided, the Yankees made some promises, specific promises that you feel weren't kept. What are those?
The city and the Yankees promised the Internal Revenue Service that in exchange for getting tax exempt bonds, which means they pay much lower interest.
Right. And it wasn't, again, to clarify, it's not like city taxpayers gave the Yankees $1 billion. This renovation has been, or reconstruction of a new place, has been widely praised for how much the Yankees were funding it rather than the taxpayers, compared to other stadiums around the country.
That's just not true,
but,
Brian.
But there are these bond guarantees.
No, that's just not true. The Yankees are receiving at least $350 million in cash subsidies from the taxpayer. They are receiving, in addition to these benefits, tax exemptions amounting to another $100 million. So what we're talking about with respect to the federal bonds is a piece of it, but don't be fooled. There is almost no Yankee direct investment in this project.
Almost no Yankee. I mean, for the Dallas Cowboys' new stadium, they actually raised the sales tax down there. Did you know that?
I did. But when we dug through these papers, what we got our hands on were the legal documents filed with the IRS, filed with the bondholders, that differed dramatically from the public pronouncements. The point here is that this is the house that you built. not the house that Ruth built. That it is public money going into this. There are reasons to put public money in private hands, but when that does happen, there's got to be some return to the public. We don't have enough money to fund our subways, our schools, and our hospitals. Why are the Yankees getting $1 billion of public subsidy and returning no measurable new economic benefit to this community in this region? It's just wrong.
I want to ask you about ticket prices, which was also part of your report. And I guess I should say here, by way of full disclosure, that I am a partial season ticket holder. But I don't know what, I'm going to be offered, except that the seats that I'm currently sitting in, according to the plan they've released, would cost about twice as much as they do at the old Yankee Stadium. But if Yankee ticket prices are a matter of public concern, that's a question. Because here is a private company offering, tickets to the public for sale. Nobody has to buy. And we had the sports economist Andrew Zimbalist on recently, and he said, yeah, they're pushing up the price of a lot of good seats, but they're also guaranteeing that tens of thousands of seats are going to be available for like $25, and the bleachers are still cheap and all of this stuff.
Yeah, they're going to cram the average middle class and working family into the bleachers. And the corporate executives and the law firms who write off the ticket purchases mostly as a business expense will be sitting down in the good seats on the field boxes in the loge.
Where I used to sit.
Yeah, well, I won't see you there anymore.
Not
Brian,
field boxes or lodge
there either.
Right.
But look,
actually, mine were in the upper deck, and even those are going to be twice as much.
How much are they going to be now per game?
I gather they're going from they're going to be over $100.
$100 per ticket per game, and we're subsidizing them? Now, if the Yankees want to build a stadium and charge anything they want because the market will bear that, even though they're a legal monopoly, God bless them. But once they take public money, there is a reasonable public interest in affordable tickets to access to this very facility that we built. The people who are paying for it can't afford to go to it. That's nutty. We asked the city officials when they testified before our committees, well, did you at least think about that? And their explicit answer was no, we didn't. We only considered whether this whole project was affordable for the Yankees.
Mayor Bloomberg yesterday was asked about your report and why the city is helping build the stadium. Here's what he had to say.
Other places build stadiums with private money. We built these stadiums. Others built it with public money. We built these stadiums with private money. And the state and the city put in a relatively small amount for infrastructure, which is, incidentally, the job of the state and the city. That's what we're supposed to do.
So he's arguing, in a way that you're arguing, that this is a public project. This is a public good. This, helping to make sure there's a new Yankee Stadium in the Bronx is an infrastructure project.
He's also arguing that it's Yankee money it was being used here. I want to read to you from a document that the mayor's officials sent to the IRS. And this is a quote, so it's not my opinion. Quote, the city has determined to use its property taxes, in this case pilots, to finance the construction and operation of the stadium, unquote. That's not me. That's what New York City told the IRS when they were legally bound to tell the truth. Now, the mayor is entitled to his own opinions. He's not entitled to his own facts. I have great regard for the mayor in many ways. I think he's an interesting, bright, and decent man. But there is a pattern of gentrification of institutions that he doesn't see as a problem, and I do. I don't care.
So what are you calling on the government to do with respect to all of these things you've raised regarding the new Yankee Stadium?
First of all, the Yankees have had the chutzpah to ask for an additional $366 million of tax-exempt financing from the city with the IRS approval. I think that needs to be very carefully examined. Second of all, I want the truth to be told. One of the things we haven't really gotten to yet, Brian, is the fact that the Yankees and the city, after promising the IRS that they would treat the Yankees like any other taxpayer, inflated the value of Yankee Stadium in order to get the tax exemption. And I think there is that is going to be the subject of the my testimony before the Congress tomorrow. It is a real manipulation of the laws of the state and the sworn promises to the IRS that we need to get to the bottom of. Then we need, in the biggest sense of the word, to stop putting public dollars into sports facilities that are used by the wealthiest, most successful business corporations in America.
We just have a minute left, but you're charging fraud on the part of the Yankees valuing the land under the stadium?
I have been very careful in the legal sense. The words I used was they manipulated them and violated promises that were made to the Internal Revenue Service. That's specifically set out in the report. They valued the land at Yankee Stadium at $275 a square foot. The land and the rest of the land of the neighborhood is $9, $10, $11, $20 a square foot. They did three separate appraisals that showed the land was worth 10% of what they told the IRS. Those are not my personal opinions. Those are the documents we uncovered when we got access to them in the course of this investigation.
15 seconds. Does the financial crisis and all the revaluations that are taking place affect this at all?
Sure. We are now at a point where the constant shoveling of money from average people over to wealthy institutions has to stop unless the public gets a benefit. And that benefit in this deal was nowhere to be seen.
Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, Democrat of Westchester. Interesting to hear that you're going to testify to Congress about this. We will see what the Yankees say in response, what Mayor Bloomberg says in response. And I guess this story's not over. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.